Happy New Year, Amy.
Wow. Happy New Year.
I just stuffed up on our count in and Amy's like, it's been a while, and it has.
It has. It really has. Definitely the flow is not quite switched back on yet, but we'll get there.
We will get there. Yes, yeah. Welcome back to everyone joining us again this year.
And sorry that we have been MIA for now 2 weeks of January. What? Not even more. Oh,
3 weeks.
Maybe three.
Yeah, tomorrow's the 21st because it's my mum's 60th birthday. So I know the date. Happy birthday, mum.
Wow.
Well, okay, so we're recording on Thursday the 20th and this will come out on Monday.
Hayley's not just totally missed the date.
We always record on Sunday night, but a bit different this
week. Everyone listening will be like, no, Hayley, no, you got it wrong. You missed it.
You missed your mum's birthday. Did you have a nice Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah, we really did. Although, like, I'll be honest, this whole last probably now exactly a month has just flown for me because I finished work just before Christmas and I was looking so forward to that like lazy, slow post-Christmas holiday feel, and it just did not come. We went down to Melbourne after Christmas to be with my family. It was really nice. And then had all these amazing plans for New Year's and like hanging out the days before that. And then our kids got sick. So we were like, well, we're just going to go back to Wodonga. There's no point being down here where we can't do anything with kids with colds. So it kind of got cut short and then life has flown. And here we are almost at the end of January. And
it's gone so
quick.
What the
heck? Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, we had a nice time. We had a lovely Christmas, actually. And on, was it the 27th or 28th? I did get to have breakfast with you and our friend Liz. It was like this last minute impromptu suggestion, and it was lovely.
Yeah. Just before my kids got sick. We got it in just before we cut it short.
And Liz doesn't live in Melbourne anymore either. So it was, it was special. And then we went to Queensland for 8 days. But oh my gosh, it was our first holiday with two kids and we were not prepared. We were like, okay, take the word holiday out of our vocabulary for a little while. It was a trip and it was hard.
Trip, yes.
Yep. And in reflection, I'm like, of course that was going to be tricky. Like half of it were in an apartment, so that was easier. The second half we were in a hotel room all together, just one room, no play space. And the kids eating out every meal, like breakfast, lunch and dinner. Like that's a lot to ask of a 9-month-old that just wants to move around and a almost 3-year-old. So I was like, oh, of course, we just didn't go into it thinking it was going to be hard. But now we know.
Exactly.
I have more realistic expectations.
Yeah, you'll have better accommodation next time.
Yeah, and I'm glad we got to go.
Yeah.
And we got to see Ben's grandma who had a met wheel before and, it was still good, still great that we got to go.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and talking about grandmas, my nana passed away this last week at 99 years of age and nine months.
I am so impressed.
I know. I'd actually been talking to someone over Christmas and I thought, we all want her to turn 100, but really, she doesn't know. Her Alzheimer's was quite severe and she was still happy, but it was really just for us, not for her. So it was like, it might be better if she goes sooner. And fortunately, she declined really quickly and went peacefully. And she was such a beautiful woman that lived such a generous and loving life. So the funeral is on Saturday and it really is going to be a celebration of a wonderful life of someone that loved the Lord as well. So it will be pretty special.
Yeah, I honestly had so much joy reading the reflection that you put up of her life, because I think, for one thing, not everybody is celebrated like that when they get to 99 years old, and not everyone has achieved that much. Even though 99 years feels like a long time, it really
is a
long
time.
Lots of people get to the end of their lives and they haven't done half of the stuff that you've listed. It was an incredible reflection.
Thank you. She was amazing.
And I hope the celebration is really incredible as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just end of life. It's it's not easy, but it is beautiful when it can be celebrated in that way.
Absolutely.
So we're excited to start a bit of a series. I think we mentioned this in our final episode last year. We haven't done a series before, but we have an episode next week about matrescence. And I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right. But if you haven't heard about matrescence, it was such a mind-blowing interview for Amy and I to hear about. It's like adolescence for mums, like the it describes the changes that you go through as a woman becoming a mum. It was really, really interesting. And then we're going into a number of interviews after that, or episodes, talking to mums at different stages of parenting.
Yeah. Oh, the matrescence discussion was just so, it just was such a simple concept that made so much sense because we've lived it, but I had never had any kind of like terminology around it and kind of structure around what that process was like. So I'm just so excited to bring this episode to you guys, and our guest speaks so well on it and just has lived and breathed it and is very passionate about it. So as we dive into this next series, it's a really perfect intro to the process of becoming a mum and what that's looked like for everybody at different stages and different sized families and different challenges. And yeah,
it will be good.
Yeah. So watch this space for the series, and that'll be kind of the next couple months of episodes. So that'll be coming out as we go.
And until next time,
this is us.
How funny.